Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 12th day of January. This is a special edition of Utah's Morning News, and in for Brian Martin, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, warm, 46 degrees.
Fairly sparse traffic on the freeways. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour today, a beloved prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be laid to rest.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Well, Amanda, an estimated 31,000 people went to the viewing all day yesterday for a man who gave his life in service to others.
We are one with you in moving this marvelous work.
Today's events begin at the Conference Center. The funeral is expected to fill the 21,000 seats. Doors open at 10:30, and people must be seated by 11:30. It's for ages 8 and up. It'll be broadcast live on KSL News Radio. Overflow seating, though, with large screen viewing of the proceedings will be at the Tabernacle, Assembly Hall, and Conference Center Theater. And afterwards, there will be a private burial at the Salt Lake City Cemetery. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.